Hello and welcome to episode 8 of the Heritage Connection, brought to you by the folks here at the Tower Heritage Center, home of the Washington County Historical Society in Washington County, Wisconsin. Our mission is to forge meaningful connections across generations to Washington County's hardworking legacy, and this podcast is one more way we're trying to make those connections. I'm your host, Justin Agar-Pratt, and I'm the Programs Coordinator here at the Tower Heritage Center. In this episode, we're kicking off a new 6-part mini-series focused on the Teen Academy. If you're not familiar with this brand new program, Teen Academy is an 8-day certificate program that gives high school age students a behind-the-scenes look into the world of museums and historical societies. It gives participants the opportunity to meet professional staff, conduct daily challenges, and complete a capstone project with their teammates. Afterward, each student receives a $150 stipend and are then eligible to apply for a paid apprenticeship, which is a job they can keep until graduation. Today, we kick off our series on the Teen Academy by delving into the fascinating realm of museums and research. Joining us are the three talented participants of the Teen Academy, Hannah, Anthony, and Jocelyn. Welcome, everyone.
Hi.
Thank you.
So, I guess a question for all three of you. Can you share your thoughts and experiences about museums before joining Teen Academy? Jocelyn jumped right in.
I have always been fascinated with museums. On family trips, it was always a staple to go to museums in the area. And I've always liked the environment of museums. Like, everyone's willing to learn more, and I just love that.
Here's what Anthony had to say.
I guess I've always liked museums, but prior to Teen Academy, I feel like it was just more of something that we did as a family sometimes, like kind of just looked at old stuff. But now I more appreciate the history and the story behind everything.
Last but not least, Hannah chimed in.
Yeah, I'm homeschooled, so museums were like a fun learning thing for me to do Wednesday mornings, basically. But I guess I didn't really realize how much work to really put into them and the research and the programming and all the outreach and how much people really put in for you to have a great experience.
Awesome. Hannah, let's come back to you here. So, and you touched on it a little bit, what have you learned about the role specifically of research in museums during your time in Teen Academy?
I would say that it takes a lot of teamwork. I feel like we all bounce ideas off of each other, which is really how I get my best ideas personally, is when I work together with my teammates.
Anthony, why do you think research is necessary when it comes to museums, specifically how that research can contribute to preserving and then presenting historical artifacts?
Yeah, research is definitely important because it's a way to just like learn more about your history, and because all of that information is kept somewhere, and it's just a good way to learn more about a topic because not everyone's experts on everything and we can't have everything like in our heads, so research is just a good way to brush up on information.
I'm glad you touched on being experts on everything. How many of you, if any of you, thought going into this that like historians, museum professionals, we just like know everything about everything
off the top
of our head, right? And that's not the case. So, yeah. And I think as the audience will see as we go through these interviews, like, yes, there was content, right, related specifically to museums, but the skills are the important takeaway from this, right? Jocelyn, how has your perception of museums changed after learning about their research practices?
Yes, so I never really realized the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes. There's like thousands of records that you have to go through to make sure you get all that information correct, and it is overwhelming, and it was overwhelming for me when I started, but just realizing how much work goes into that, it's really fascinating.
Would you say you've got a newfound appreciation for that research work?
For sure. It's a lot of work, but it's fun.
Respect was the daily skill during the first session of Teen Academy. How does respect play a role in museum settings and any work or learning environment, really?
I would say if you respect others, then others will respect you. Especially here, I notice that everyone really treats us as adults, even though we're just teenagers. And I think it helps that we show respect to others, and then they treat us the way that we respect them.
And then not only do we have to, like, respect other people, but we also have to respect the history and the artifacts here, because obviously they all tell a story and we have to respect where they came from.
It definitely creates a better learning environment for all of us.
Anthony, what strategies do you use to cultivate respect when you're interacting with coworkers or fellow students or family, friends? You know, fill in the blank.
Yeah, so I would say, like, what Hannah said, like, the whole respect others and they'll respect you. Because, like, you shouldn't expect everyone to just respect you if you're not going to show anything back to them. So I feel like if you are going to respect those around you, they're going to show that back to you. So
from day one, I could tell that the skill of respect is something that you all hold in high regard before we even started this. So I kind of knew with that skill, my job was going to be easy. So thank you for that.
Well, as I alluded to when I was interviewing our Teen Academy participants, this is a great group. And they really made this first year Teen Academy a stellar experience for me and for each other. So I hope you enjoyed that first mini-sode, kind of recapping day one of the Teen Academy. And join us for the next 5 episodes in this series, and you'll get to hear daily highlights on both the content and the skills that Hannah, Jocelyn, and Anthony learned about. Again, I'm your host, Justin Agar Pratt, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of The Heritage Connection, brought to you by the Tower Heritage Center, home of the Washington County Historical Society, whose mission is to forge meaningful connections across generations to Washington County's hardworking legacy. See you next time!